In the early morning hours of Saturday, October 28th, 17-year-old Russian immigrant Gennady Balandin had left a friend's house in Apple Valley, Minnesota, after allegedly ingesting LSD. A few moments later, he was shot in the back three times by Apple Valley police officer Jim Eagle. Though Gennady survived the shooting, he will likely be paralyzed for the remainder of his life. I spoke with Jeremiah Pluker of the Civil Rights Preservation Fund, a group organizing on the young man's behalf.
He was walking. He left the home that he was at and started walking, and at some point in time was making noise, and some residents called the police. At some point in time, he took his clothes off as well, and the officer went to the spot where people had said that the boy was, and he wasn't there anymore. I guess he kept walking, but his clothes were there. So the officer picked up his clothes, and I'm assuming that he kept on going down the same road or somewhere nearby, and he must have driven past the kid and then stopped. And at that point, the kid came up to the officer's vehicle, and the officer, like, was startled or something like that, and opened the door trying to knock the kid away. I mean, this kid's completely naked, and he's, from what I understand, he was speaking only in Russian. And, and at that point, or somewhere in between there, the police are saying that this kid tried to grab the cop's gun, and then he was shot three times in the back, one of which is lodged in his spine at this point, and the doctors are saying that he'll be permanently paralyzed from the waist down.
Now, to your knowledge, are there any witnesses to this shooting?
There are none, and I haven't heard of a partner or anything of the cop.
So this police officer was alone at 3:25 in the morning.
Yes.
And he opened fire three times, you said?
He actually shot four times, but only three of them hit the person.
Wow. And he was, you're saying that he was running away, obviously, because he was shot in the back.
He was shot in the back, so he must have been retreating. In my opinion, he obviously wasn't grabbing for the cop's gun at the point where he was shot. And I don't know, how the cop felt threatened. I normally don't, grab for something from somebody, especially, if I'm obviously scared of them from behind or
right.
back to them.
Exactly.
So, so basically we're trying to, get people aware of this and, along with all the other just crazy shootings that the police have been getting away with and, basically they're just doing the PR machine and the media.
What are the police saying there?
The police are saying that there is an ongoing investigation. The officer's name, I believe, is Jim Eagle. He's a 22-year-old veteran cop, and they're saying that he did no wrong as far as they can see at this point.
Has he been placed on paid leave?
Yeah, he's on paid vacation right now.
So what is the community there in Apple Valley? How is the community responding to this?
Well, the people that I've talked to, I mean, you have to understand this is a typical suburb, I mean, a Midwestern suburb, I'm not sure how they are other places, but it's, it's all strip malls and, pretty quiet residential areas. So, but the people that I've talked to face-to-face are not buying it, they're not believing it, and they can't understand why somebody would get shot three times in the back if they're grabbing for a gun, so, and that's just a few people that I've talked to. Some people are really upset. Other people are just, oh, that's just the cop. That's how it is. You know what I mean?
Now, Gennady Balandin, he's in, you said, in critical condition currently?
I'm not sure exactly what condition he's in. I know he's been getting better, but from what they've said, there's certain medications which they can't use because there's still a bullet lodged in his spine. From what I've heard, I haven't actually talked to the kid, but he seems to be in good spirits, and he's under advisement from his lawyer, so nobody can really say anything yay or nay about him.
Is he been charged with any kind of crime?
He hasn't been, but in the paper they've said that, basically the paper is playing the acid's point of view. They start with saying, yes, this kid was shot by a veteran officer, and, acid's a really bad thing, and there's been a resurgence of acid in this community, and then they just start going off about what acid is and what acid does and all these other things, and don't even talk about the fact that, this is outrageous.
There's an unarmed young...
Naked, no less.
Juvenile.
You know what I mean?
Naked, young, unarmed juvenile was shot in the back 3 times.
I mean,
it's outrageous.
You're going to hide a weapon when you're naked.
It's outrageous. Well, in the meantime, is there any kind of fund being set up or what? I mean, any kind of communications that people around the country can contribute to or find out more information about this?
As of yet, there hasn't been anything set up. This just happened, and, we're just trying to do whatever we can. If somebody wanted to send money, they could send it to the CRPF, and
that is the Civil Rights Preservation Fund,
and they could earmark it, to him. And our address is Twin Cities Co-op, P.O. Box 130670, Roseville, Minnesota 55113006, and they could earmark it for him, and it would definitely get to him.
Winona LaDuke is Ralph Nader's running mate on the Green Party presidential ticket. Freak Radio's Washington, D.C. correspondent, Kaya Sand, caught up with Winona at a recent campaign stop there. They discuss just a few of the issues facing American women as they go to the polls to vote this election season.
I believe that, civilization... is destroying culture. The increasing corporatization and the homogenization destroys culture, destroys individual integrity and individual, the value of a lot of individuals, and on a worldwide scale, that's a huge issue. And obviously, as women, the more homogenized we are, whether it is that we don't look like Twiggy, which was one of the big issues in the 70s, or you don't look like, Kate Moss, or a Gap ad or something like that. And the fact that, I got girls in my house and they're always struggling with a lot of these same sets of issues of self-esteem. I think that kind of conceptually those are some broad issues that affect us. On a more just a simple scale, issues of wage differential between men and women. The fact that 2 decades ago it was like 58 cents for a dollar that women made as compared to men, and now it's like 78 cents a dollar. Half of the change, though, was that male workers' salaries actually went down or leveled out, which was, and that's one of the big problems we have, is that 70-80% of the American workers' salaries have actually leveled out, while CEO salaries have gone up like 400%. Whether it's that, whether it's issues of rights to self-determination, just really what happens to your body, long-term health issues, the fact that, every 4 years, candidates talk about women's bodies, but they don't, by and large, seem to care about women's issues the rest of the time. The fact that we don't have enough health care, that we, a lot of people are most likely to be in poverty in this country, that we are the ones who are, bodies are most contaminated.
I was hoping that you could talk about some of the points that you and Nader are interested in protecting women in ways that Gore wouldn't even dream of doing. I was thinking about in your book, The Mother's Milk Project is a case in point about the corporate aggression against women. You could maybe touch on that.
I don't think Al Gore, I think that Al Gore is obviously a better guy than George Bush Jr., who's kind of a Neanderthal. But I think that Al Gore doesn't have the courage or the ability to talk substantively about the issues that we as women need to be concerned about. The fact that our bodies are all carrying 500 toxins today that were created, and there's 72,000 chemicals that are out there that are in use every year in this country, and there's about 1,500 new chemicals that come on the shelf every year, that we have absolutely no idea of the impact on our body of those. And women are the first environment, our bodies are the, you know, especially when you have children in there, that's your first environment, and a lot of those things are transplacental. You know, nobody is talking about that in terms of not only a woman's health issue, but a children's health issue, a issue for future generations. And you have to have the courage to shut down the polluters. You have to have the courage to say, if you cannot clean it up, you cannot produce it. And that is something that none of those other candidates are talking about. You know, an issue that is a big concern to me is our military policy and the fact whether it is the misappropriation of our federal budget. So a third of our money is spent on the military, yet we don't have enough to provide for 47 million Americans health care or kids or women adequate health care in this country. We haven't, you know, the ability to do that. Another thing is the fact that we finance and give away guns to these countries that mow women down. The fact that 90% of the conflicts being fought in the world today are fought with small arms, but 90% of the people killed in those conflicts are non-combatants, meaning that they are women and children. Those are issues that none of those candidates are touching. You know, and the long-term impact on world health and world stability of that kind of devastation. You know, no country, like whether it is Eritrea, Ethiopia, or Colombia, is ever supposed to recover from the level of militarization and the impact on those women and children.
All for this week's program. Thanks for listening. The Weekly Freak Show is produced live in the studios of 96.3 FM Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California, and can also be heard in Dade City, Florida on Micropower 102.9 FM. The Weekly Freak Show can be reached at P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California 95061. That's P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California 95061. Or send email to frsc@microradio.net. That's frsc@microradio.net. And don't forget, you can always listen to the many fine shows on Freak Radio by pointing your browser to www.microradio.net/FRSC. That's www.microradio.net/FRSC. Our theme music was composed and performed by Neil Norman and his Cosmic Orchestra. For Kaya Sand, C-Line, and everyone at Freak Radio, my name's the V-Man, and that's a wrap.